This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in studio by Dr. David Rosen. He's the president of Kendall College of Art and Design, and Christopher Larson. He's the executive director of the Downtown Development Authority. Both of them are new to Grand Rapids, and that's what we're going to be chatting about, being new to Grand Rapids. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic.
I'm glad that you can speak for me. True, though.
Okay. So both of you have been in Grand Rapids a little less than a year. You were both in California before moving here. What was it that was appealing to you about Michigan and more specifically Grand Rapids?
Well, I'll go ahead and start. Grand Rapids in particular was at this very opportune moment for downtown development. For what I do in my business and my passion, it was this great opportunity for me to further my career in a community that was ready to take the next step. Mm-hmm. And they were looking for new ideas, a new temperament, a new pace for the organization. And I thought it would be a role that I could rise to the occasion for.
Sure.
And it was an easy choice after visiting the community even one time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was originally approached, quite frankly, my answer was, I've never been to Iowa. came to learn that Grand Rapids was in Michigan, and never been to the state of Michigan either. So it was kind of a push in that consideration. But immediately setting down in the downtown, I just knew it was a place that I wanted to be.
Sure. How about yourself, David?
Yeah, Chris described sort of the energy of this place very well and one of the attractors for me. But I have to say that my journey began about 2 years before I came. My family started to become very dissatisfied with California, mm-hmm. and created a checklist of the places they wanted to live. They wanted to be in a place that had the feeling of a small town, but the amenities of a big city, was rich in art and culture, was close to nature, believed in things like sustainability, loved art and design, and had big water nearby. And so those were important assets. And so they made a list of places they were willing to move. And I said, if you can find me a job that I want to do, mm-hmm. in one of those places, I'll apply.
Sure.
And then I was approached for the job at Kendall, and I looked at it and I said, wow, this is really amazing. You have this incredible art and design school in the middle of this community that's rich in art and design. Made several trips here, looked mm-hmm. at the place carefully, and we came. And I like to say, we didn't do it by accident. We did it by choice.
Now, you'd been here to Michigan before you were looking at working for Kendall?
No, I hadn't been to Michigan before.
Okay.
I interviewed for Kendall.
Okay, and you mentioned you hadn't been here, but what did you heard about the area?
Well, unfortunately, Michigan carries a reputation that is largely driven by the perception of Detroit, mm-hmm. and the struggles of Detroit. Unfortunately, it's such a huge country. There are so many places to learn and discover. West Michigan is not at the top of the list, I think, nationally for places that people would consider for work or career or even leisure, mm-hmm. Travel. And I think that's unfortunate, because after you visit the place and you come to learn the possibilities that exist here, you begin to appreciate all the natural amenities as well as the built environment, the quality of place that has been built here in Grand Rapids. And so truthfully, never been to the place, never even considered coming to the state of Michigan until the opportunity was before me. And
okay.
then really that first experience, and I was sold. So it was really just, you had to get me a taste of mm-hmm. it, and I wanted more.
And what about yourself, David? I know you mentioned you had some things on a checklist that you were looking for, but what did you heard about Michigan and Grand Rapids before coming here?
I hadn't heard much about it. I will say my first experience of Grand Rapids, like my first experience of many things, came through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we wanted to get some pictures and take a closer look at it, now that it seemed to be a possibility, we of course went to YouTube for the tour, and the tour we got was the lip dub.
How'd you like it?
I was going to say, the family sat spellbound for the entire 5-6 minutes it took, and they, after it was over, we all looked at each other in silence and then said, this is a place we want to live. They loved it, and I showed it to all my friends.
Good.
And they liked it too. And because I came from a school of architecture and design, mm-hmm. Everybody knew Herman Miller and Steelcase and Hayworth were here, and so they knew the area pretty well.
Okay. Now, David, I know you're no stranger to winter. You spent plenty of time out east. But Chris, I know you're in North Carolina, California, even though you haven't had much time, you know, much of a winter here. How have you taken to it? How have you taken to the cold?
I'm the guy that keeps saying I want more snow. So
really?
I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm already making
you'll want more
aggressive sledding plans.
Where are you going to implement your aggressive sledding plans?
I hear Richmond Park is the place to be. They've got a great hill.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard good things about that as well. And I think you and I, David, were having a conversation before saying winters, in your opinion, are pretty tame here. It's like springtime out east.
Yeah, show me the money. Show me the non-sunny. Here's the thing that I'll tell you, that we had the snow, I think, over the break of just it was like started at 6 p.m. and maybe stopped at midnight at 10 p.m. We went out and had a snowball fight and built a snowman. Next morning, that snowman had melted. But we're really ready for the winter. We want to see some of that snow.
Sure, sure. Now, when both of you came to interview here, how much time did you spend in the city? What were some of the things that you really connected with and enjoyed?
Well, I spent the entire time in the city proper. Obviously, my job is intimately related to the downtown. All the resources that come to the organization are generated by downtown sources. And so as the shepherd or the Sherpa for the downtown development community, it was important that I got a strong sense of where I was.
Right.
And getting to know some of the developers in the community, getting to know the individuals, the thought leaders within the community, and then just experiencing the built environment from a pedestrian perspective is very important to me, because these are passions and these are drivers that help to determine in my work the possibility of for the future. And so I spent the majority of the time truly here in the downtown, and I was immensely impressed by architectural quality, particularly for a city the size, to see great beacons of both historic preservation as well as new and progressive ideas in architecture. The river as a feature within the community, I saw it as this glaring possibility, because you could feel almost an echoing of the way that the river served a role in the community's past. And you could see the orientation of buildings and the lack of people just enjoying that amenity really spoke to me, because what I saw was not just, well, here is this attribute of the community that gives our community its name, but here's this possibility for investment. Here's this possibility for reinvestment and the reclamation of that moniker by which our community is named. And so those are some of the thoughts and experiences that went through my mind. But, you know, it didn't hurt that I think it was about 78 degrees outside and absolutely gorgeous. And I learned that your sun doesn't go down in the summer until about 10 p.m. So that was absolutely fun. I could be outside and enjoying the outside for 18 hours, and be comfortable the whole time.
Sure. How about yourself, Dave?
Well, I just want to say a word about that 10 p.m. sun. That was really a bonus, being so far west in the eastern time zone. I'd lived in a part of Maine where it was a sunrise capital, where the sun came up first, and have it go down last is really great. So on a Friday night, my family would pick me up at the office around 6:30, and we go off to Saugatuck Dunes or some other beach, have a picnic, and go swimming. It
was
fabulous. But my experience here was really my time when I was here was all scheduled. I was in interviews. People wanted me to see the people they wanted me to see, and I had to use whatever I could to make an assessment of the assets to be able to do the job I intended. Meanwhile, I brought my family with me, because I thought it was important, since they were the drivers for a lot of this decision making, and they had an itinerary which they were let loose to pursue. They looked at the high schools, they looked at places to live, they looked at restaurants, bookshops, retail, whatever, and we came away knowing that if I got the offer that we wanted to live in Heritage Hill and I wanted to be able to walk to work.
Sure. Any similarities that you see with the city and communities here, compared to the places you came from in California?
Well, not so much California for me, because I worked in a city that was going through very different types of circumstances. The city of Long Beach was losing population at the same time experiencing tremendous disinvestment. The state of California had just revoked the tool of redevelopment, which here we call tax increment finance. And so it made it incredibly difficult to attract investment. But before California, I was in North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina. And what immediately struck out to me is when I first came to Grand Rapids was the similarity similarities to Raleigh of the 1990s.
Oh, really?
The city that was just on this precipice of mass investment, that was making the right kinds of moves to position itself as a place for immigration within the country. And that's really what I saw and felt. And it's more than just the economic indicators, but it's also just the quality of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a big function, and it oftentimes goes overlooked in this city building function, is the sociability aspect mm-hmm. Of a community and the quality of the individuals and the character and sincerity by which they approach civic pride and community identity, and that's one of those intangibles. You know, it's really hard to quantify what that means in the overall equation of placemaking, but it's an important piece, and it's a piece that you can't replace, because those are the types of things that leave an immediate impression on people like David and myself who are visiting the community. And what a way to stand out, you know, relative to Southern California, which, you know, if you believe Hollywood, it's nothing but palm trees and you know, and beautiful people and beaches, but there's a very, very, rough other side to that coin in Southern California. Everything is not great and perfect. And relative to that, Grand Rapids had these great qualities and variables that just stood out immediately.
Sure. How about for yourself, Dave?
Well, it's exactly right what he says about California. Chris is on the mark. I used to say I lived in Santa Monica, and I thought it was a community where people would run you down in their Prius. But here it is, I think, the quality of community. People collaborate. Mm-hmm. They work together. They have an aspiration to be great. They have the assets of intelligence, entrepreneurship, and finances to make greatness happen in this place. And I think that unlike any other region of the country, this has the greatest opportunity to progress and be the area of the future. And my role, of course, is simply trying to help with that project and making partnerships with everyone in the community I can to use Kendall as a way to leverage the assets of the community to create that kind of change.
You know, if I could add one more thing to that, and there's, you know, the economist side of my brain appreciates this thing we call creative destruction. So oftentimes for, you know, great things to emerge, you need to have, you know, something else kind of die on the vine, as it were.
Right.
You know, and nobody likes to choose a loser in a scenario. But, you know, I've looked at those, you know, top 50 lists for any number of quality of life indicators in the community or in the country, and you see the state of Michigan, you know, towards the bottom on a number of those lists.
Right.
You know, and that's, I think that is, it's one of those compelling causes for people like ourselves who, you know, it's easy to attach yourself to a winner, you know, and for somebody in my career, we aggrandize communities like Portland, Oregon, or New York City, or Chicago, or Boston, or San Francisco. But as a planner and an economic developer, if I were to go there would be so little impact that I could have on a community.
That's
like
exactly
that.
Right.
But for somebody at my point in my career who is driven by, you know, immense passion and ideals and progressive thought, a community like Grand Rapids is thirsty for these types of things, because you've got that let's dig ourselves out of this kind of mentality.
Right.
And maybe it's not isolated so much to Grand Rapids, but the state of Michigan as a whole is searching for ideas. They're searching for passion. They're searching for new ways to define and solve problems. And that's just a tremendous opportunity for career-minded individuals who are looking to contribute in meaningful ways. And so some people might see that ranking on a list and bemoan that, but really what it is opportunity for people who really want to make a difference, because all of the intangibles are here. Really, it's just how do we organize ourselves around positioning ourselves to be at the top of that list once people start to figure out the more progressive way to calculate these indicators of quality of life.
Well, it's very much a fresh canvas, and I think that it's a town where everybody's really willing to step up to the plate and have a chip in the game. And I think the size of the city is also helpful.
It is. You know, it's at that, you know, I think David mentioned, you know, it's got the big city amenities, but a small town feel. You know, it's a city of 200 plus thousand in a region of over a million, you know. Yeah. So you're able to support large venues like a performing arts hall or a contemporary art museum.
Right.
We've got great educational amenities and institutions within the community to be able to generate that brain power that's needed to drive economic development within the community. But you still have that small town feel. Mm-hmm. I mean, I laugh, to be honest with you, when people talk about traffic in this town.
Right.
I've yet to experience a single light cycle delay. I generally walk to work like David. I live in Heritage Hill myself. Generally walk to work, and it's a 10-minute breezy walk.
Sure.
So it's, you know, it's a walk in the park.
Right.
Relative to some of the bigger, you know, megalopolises across the country.